so simple.
We have a quorum.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Nancy, would you please do the roll call?
Mayor Janice Peters.
Present.
Present.
Councilmember Melody Merritt.
She is on vacation.
Councilmember William Pierce.
Here.
She may be here later. She was coaching somebody for finals.
Okay, with that, I'll open the meeting to public comment. Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't finish. I'm so excited about Moro Bay being here.
We know all of you.
Go ahead.
President Bonnan.
Here.
All right, now public comment. Thank you. Marla?
Thank you. Good evening. Marla Bruton, North Moro Bay. And I'll just start with asking, I already asked at a pre-meeting with Moro Bay, but I understand it was the audio wasn't connected with the video present or the visual. Anyway, so one thing I'd like to do is there are a lot of people in the community who are very interested in their sewage systems and the wastewater treatment plant. There are a lot of people who never think about it, like myself, before I became involved with the issues. But anyone who lives in this area, who uses a toilet or a shower or anything like that, I would like to invite to start attending these meetings. One of the problems with today's meeting is that there was no posting on the websites. And Moro Bay, if you go to Moro Bay, there's no, if you want to find out about the JPA, it bounces you over to the Cayucas. And I would like Moro Bay to have their own JPA site. Anyway, so with that, I don't really know what you're all here for. And one thing I would like to say is that I attended an Ocean Protection Council May 8th in Monterey, and there was a Dr. Jessup from the Fish and Game Department. He's the chief researcher and analyst for otters. One of his projects. He gave an excellent presentation. The presentation is at the end of the OPC May 8th video, and AGP was there videoing it. So
the website, we'll find out what's going wrong with that.
Okay, and I think we also have a website, is that right, that we post our agenda, so it's available?
It's posted.
All right, with that, we can go to item A, consent calendar. Anyone wishing to have something removed for separate discussion may request at this time. Seeing no one, a motion would be in order from Cayucas for approval.
Second.
Motion by Hal Phones, second by Craig Bell. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 5-0.
More there?
Same motion.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion by Ben Dastley and second by Bill Pierce.
Okay, thank you. Item B, unfinished business, status report on the collection shed. Rob?
Good evening, Rob Schultz. As you know, Bruce Keogh couldn't make this evening. As far as the collection shed, it's just basically on hold. He'll bring forth a more detailed report of the issues that he's trying to overcome, but there's nothing to report on that item.
Anyone have any other questions on that item? All right, we'll go to item B2, status report on the permit renewal process. I believe we have a report in the file. Rob, do you want to?
I'll start it off, and if Tim or anybody was at the hearing, in case I'm sure you all know, on May 11th, we had our hearing in front of the Water Board after 7 or 8 hours of evidence and legal testimony. The board deadlocked 3-3. What that meant was the permit wasn't denied, nor was it approved. And we're still on an administrative extension for our current permit. They've got some issues they're trying to work out. One is to provide a biological assessment from Fish and Wildlife on the otter issue, and the BIP, they call it. We're waiting for that to occur. At first, they said that could happen at the September hearing. I've heard word that it won't be done by then, and it's more likely now in October. The only other item to report as a status is myself and both Tim Carmel have been contacted by EPA to see if there's any way to still try to resolve the differences between NRDC and the city in Cayucas. We've said we're always open for discussions, but I'm not really certain, you know, where those will lead at this time. So that's kind of where the status is. We'll wait until the biological assessment comes out with Fish and Wildlife, and then we'll shoot you all a copy of that and probably have to discuss it with you and what those findings are before the hearing occurs, either in October or later. From my own personal experience, I'd be actually shocked if they could turn around a biological opinion in 3 months on an issue. Fish and Wildlife, from just my last time dealing with them, took over 2.5 years to do one. So I'd be shocked, but maybe EPA and Fish and Wildlife can work together and get it done in a quick time frame. So that's it, unless you have any questions for myself or for Tim.
Anyone else? I have just one, Rob. In Bruce's letter to, I believe it was Roger Briggs and Alexis Strauss, at the very end he mentions something that's called Section 7 consultation. What is that?
That's to get a take permit. And under the Endangered Species Act, if in fact they do say, first they have to come to the conclusion that we can that our outfall would have an impact on it, and then they would give us what's called a Section 7 take permit that it would allow us still to operate, but under what conditions or under what monitoring. So the first thing, though, they have to do is find out that there actually is an impact from our wastewater treatment plant before they'd even get there. So that's what a Section 7 consultation is.
Thank you. Janice has a question.
Hi. Just for the record, what was the response from the NRDC regarding our offer to share the cost of a study on the otters?
David Beckman's comment to me, maybe Tim has something different, but his comment to me was real funny. And that was it.
That's how seriously they took our offer. Okay, thank you.
Tim, did you want to comment on that?
I'd like the record to show that David
First of all,
Winhold
I think Rod, excuse me. I'm sorry. Did you have questions on this item? I was just going to add two things. That was a nice report, Rob. The BIP issue, the Balanced Indigenous Population issue, is so important, as anyone that was at the hearing recognizes, that it's really beneficial that we delay as long as we need to delay until we have a report back, a biological assessment that addresses that issue. If not, it's going to be an unresolved issue. The other thing that I think needed to be said was the EPA did offer to pay for...
And a couple things I want to make everybody point out to everybody, items for consideration on this schedule. In the column meeting type, it's important to look at what they're asking for at each one of those meetings, whether it's an action item, informational, or both at certain points. It's also important to look at the objectives of each meeting, receiving and analyzing information, and also being able to take action or make decisions. They're pretty important to keep the process going to meet the deadlines for this schedule. It's an aggressive schedule with large amounts of material for staff to analyze and process between meetings. So can I answer any questions so far? I had a couple more comments. Yes. The board and council. Correct. And then there's been accommodations for technical advisory committee meetings as well in three different areas, number 2, 4, and 5 after those dates. And really that's talking to David Stringfield today, that was all the time as far as this schedule. That was any further meetings for Technical Advisory Council outside of the three meeting dates would stretch the schedule out. Any questions?
I have one, Bill. I know in our meeting we discussed just talking to Carollo and about speeding up their timeline to see how quickly they could get this facilities master plan done. Did you receive any feedback from them on that item?
Well, if we are able to meet these deadlines, it does definitely speed up the process, and I think about 6 months.
Okay, I just wanted to bring that up because I think we approved this contract separately, and I know at our meeting we discussed emphasizing to get that done as quickly as possible, and I wasn't sure if Morro Bay had emphasized that as well.
I don't recall that we specifically emphasized it, but we've said that all along. We want to do it as fast as we can.
All right. We just wanted to be sure that message, if you're in agreement,
that
message went forward to Carollo, that we're anxious to see if we can move up the timeline as much as possible.
Any objection?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Bill, if we stay to this schedule and don't get bogged down somewhere, just about how much in your roughly, and we don't know, but how much will this speed the schedule up?
I believe 6 months.
6 months?
I think it puts us 6 months ahead of schedule. If we can, you know, get through each phase of these, everything that needs to be discussed and public meetings, et cetera.
Thank you.
All right, any other comments? Bill?
Yeah. Question, you might have answered this already. At each one of these JPA meetings, is Carollo going to be here and do technical and facility moderation, or how is this going to work?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
And really, this is just kind of subject to your review and kind of figuring out if these dates are acceptable.
Are you asking us to decide this now?
No, I think it would. I just let everybody have this, so I don't expect that you'd be able to do that.
Is these our normal meeting dates if we were to have meetings in these months?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're not. When's a Tuesday? So I'm not sure.
Okay.
Bill?
Go ahead, Nat.
Maybe not. When we get information on these various subjects, will the dates in question, will they be the first time we see any of the information, or will we have it ahead of time to think about?
Well, staff should be receiving information prior to these dates, obviously, and I'm not sure how we will. I'm not sure if that'll get to board and council members.
We have
much ahead of time.
We have sort of a standing rule that we get the material 10 days before the meeting.
Correct. So I mean, that would be standard.
I would say at least a week.
And should these dates be moved to conform with
the dates
of our meetings?
I looked at June, and it's actually July. They are all on Thursday.
They all are on Thursday?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah. At least I've gotten through December so far.
And you all just also notice topics. There's some overlap so that in case someone from the public missed a meeting, there's kind of a recap of what happened at the last meeting and then kind of moving on to the next.
Are we going to post this schedule on our website?
I suppose we could upon, you know, adoption of the schedule.
I think we should. Does that require a motion, Robert?
No.
Bill, what I was trying to ask, and I probably didn't make myself clear, in the contract, I believe there was a certain number of public meetings. Is this the public meetings that we talked about in the contract, or are there additional public meetings in addition to these meetings?
As separate board and council, I believe there's still room for that. These are joint meetings. Any other questions?
Just one other. We have a standing subcommittee, I believe, and I'm assuming that we will involve that committee on the more technical items as we go through this, so keep that in mind for another meeting date.
Okay.
Any other questions? Betty?
Well, no, it's a brand new schedule. I haven't had a chance to look at it, so just absorbing.
Good. Yeah, and I don't think anybody's expecting staff, well, staff's not expecting council or the board to make a decision right now. I mean, this is over a long period of time, but it's for your consideration. Any other questions?
Thank you, Bill. Okay, with that, we can go to item C, new business, invoice for the third quarter. Cayucas had a couple questions. Joyce Bunting was to follow up with Bill Callahan. Did you get a chance to get with her? There were, I believe, three items on here that she wanted to have to. Yeah.
Before the district manager left, I believe those items were cleared up, but I can't really speak to those specifically right now.
They were cleared up.
They were?
Yeah.
Okay, so a motion would be in order to approve payment of the third quarter invoice for $98,278.49.
So make the motion.
Motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Item C2, the proposed budget. Any comments on the proposed budget? Mm-hmm. Betty?
Yeah, I'd like to, and I'm sorry Bruce isn't here. I appreciate the frugalness that he has displayed this year in his spending of funds and his clarity in justifying his increases and decreases in the budget. It would be nice if we had this kind of clarity at the city level in our other department and fund budgets. I am a little confused. I had one statement that I thought was contradictory, but I don't know who to address it to, if anybody's here to accept a question. It has to do with page 1 and page 3 of the notes. Who am I addressing?
Ask a question, and we'll figure it out.
On page 1, the second paragraph, it talks in the last couple of sentences, the cost estimates used this fiscal year are $250,000. Additional funding may be required for unseen, foreseen circumstances. And then if you turn to page 3, the first paragraph under services said basically the same thing, only it says costs may be lowered for task 1. So I'm not sure how these two, maybe one's task 2 and the other one's task 1. But I didn't see how those two justified each other. Because they both are addressing the $250,000, and one says it may go up and the other one says it may go down.
Rob, did you review this with Bruce at all? Familiar with it?
I believe that may be based on the fact that we have a contract with them that pays them as they go. It's a like a cost plus contract, not to exceed a certain amount. So,
I believe what he's trying to say is that task one could extend into that second year. So, mm-hmm. In the second year, it may go down the cost of that item of task one. So,
and task one would come before task two, right?
Correct.
So if task one goes down, that would be the first year, and if task two goes up, that would be the second year.
No, task one is going to, it could go into, he says, and the cost may be lower as task one is scheduled to.
I would expect the task one, task two, all these things be in a capital budget, be in a separate line item, separate part of the budget.
Just to let you know, I do apologize for Mr. Keough not being here. His daughter is graduating tonight, so he kind of felt he needed to be there. And Rob stepped in at the last minute and got a little bit of a an update to be here, but he's not prepared with all the answers, and we're happy to address them next time.
That's all right. We'll give Bruce the Good Dad Award for tonight. Yeah. And Rob, thank you for substituting. We had just a couple questions on the budget. Again, we had it goes back to the what Bill was mentioning. We only have $10,000 to take care of things that break in the plant and need to be fixed. However, I noticed that in line items 6519 and 6601, we have, I'm sorry, 6601 and 6602, we have a little over 97,000 for structural repair and outside equipment repair and maintenance. So I'm thinking that there must be some other plans there for taking care of the plant. And if the facilities study is where it is at this time in the engineering fees, at least we know where it is. And the only other question we had was that we did notice that on page 3, line number 92 or 91, it's 8730 is the account, and we wrote, this is something I don't believe we've had on the list before, which is a fixed asset depreciation. And while there's no number in there, we were curious as to whether there were some plans that tie back to Bill's comment, which is, are we going to start to treat the upgrade of the treatment plant as a capital project and all things related to it as capital projects, or at what point do we do that? So we'll need to look into that. Okay. So, any other comments? Okay, with that, Mayor Peters, would you like to do this one first?
Well, sure. May I hear a motion accepting the budget?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Cayucas.
Can we have some discussion?
After we make a motion and a second.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, motion is second. Discussion?
Yes, I was curious why we're approving the plan until we get clarification of the capital budget and whatnot. I mean, is it critical it has to be approved tonight? Or if it's delayed until one more meeting and we approve it, is that going to stop anything?
No, we've managed to drag this out until about December one year, so I suppose we could wait for some clarification.
From a staff standpoint, we always like to have a budget done before the fiscal year, which is July 1st. It's certainly, I don't know what Bruce's schedule is, but I know you do have a meeting next Wednesday. It could be approved at your separate meeting next Wednesday. You know, my initial reaction is usually engineering fees aren't considered a capital project because there's nothing at the end of that day to show what your project and your improvement is, whereas this facilities plan is just a plan. So maybe that's where they were thinking it should be in engineering fees. But again, I'm for budget-wise, I don't even want to try to answer, but at least that's kind of my own recollection of
that
how...
That might be true in government accounting and in real-world accounting, meaning the commercial accounting, all engineering, all planning, everything is put into
to the capital project
because it's part of doing the project. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a government accountant, so.
Yeah. I think once the project is done and then you have engineering design, then it is. But again, this is just the consultant's report on your facilities plan as opposed to the engineering design and architectural design and that definitely goes into a capital project.
Again, and not to belabor this point, this is going to lead into the design and all these different alternatives is just an important part of getting the project. And then the part that you're referring to is really just to detail how to execute once the conclusion of this facility plan. So one could argue it all goes together, but again, I'm not a government accountant.
Okay.
Well, we can certainly ask for clarification and get that to you.
Right, we can do that. Bill, to address your concerns, we have a choice here. We could address this in more detail at our meeting, which is next Wednesday, and then approve the budget. We could approve it now and understand that we are going to look into this and get some information. It certainly could change during the year, and it would be a you know, an addendum to the, be a longer discussion than that, and I'd be comfortable in approving the budget as it's presented tonight, with the understanding that we ultimately need to look into those items. With that, I'd ask for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
One opposed. Mr. Jabot. All right, with that it passes. Thank you very much. Thank you for your input, Bill. Appreciate your thoughts. Item number C3, would you like to meet again? And it looks like July 20th is a popular day right now. So is there any need to have a meeting of the subcommittee, technical subcommittee, joint subcommittee before that?
Dad, you mentioned you were doing some vacationing in there. Is that going to work for you?
No, I'll be gone. I won't be here.
Right, I'm on.
Do we need a tech meeting before an informational meeting, or do we want to do it before the action meeting?
I guess my question for Bill would be, the only reason why you'd have it is if we were able to get that report on the physical condition of it and to discuss that with you prior to the July 20th meeting. The question is I don't know where Corolla is and how soon. I mean, if they can't get it to us until 1 week before that meeting for your review, then I don't think there's enough time for the technical committee to meet. But if we're able to get that report, maybe July 1, a draft, it might be something that we could go over with the technical subcommittee. Do you understand what I'm saying? That first report that we're going to receive on the physical condition, if that's something you'd like to review at the technical level.
Why don't we leave it to staff to get the report, see how technical it is, feel if they would like a meeting with the joint committee, and if not, we'll just go to the July 20th date. Agreeable? Okay, so that's our next meeting date.
Can I make a comment? Or go ahead. Are you in the middle of a motion?
I was going to adjourn, so the comment would be...
Yeah, my comment would be, when we have these informational meetings, I don't see the need to have a pre-meeting with just Morro Bay. Mm-hmm. If there's an action item, we may want to discuss that ahead of time, but I'd like to suggest to Morro Bay that we not meet every time before every meeting.
Yes, I think this looks like it's just they're going to give us some report on the... status of the plant.
It's good to start.
It's pretty much them talking and us listening, I think. Any comments from Cayucas before we close? All right. With that, a motion would be in order to adjourn. Okay. Nat?
Second.
Howell, second. All those in favor can go home. Thank you. Mayor Peters.
Yeah. Same motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.